Welcome, patrons, to our April update.
Get excited, everyone.
I know. Definitely get excited. We've got a lot of stuff that we're going to be dishing out over this month. This is audio, isn't it, Dean?
It is audio.
Yes.
Turns out doing videos is hard work, apparently.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Hey, I've had to be on camera, all right? I've had to make sure I'm presentable.
Look. I'm not going to get into it.
Now, look.
But there is a lot of stuff going on personally at the moment, to the point where videos is just incredibly time consuming, and I need to take a step away from the videos. We'll just leave it at that.
Yes, but there is good news, is that we're not taking a step away from the podcast.
That's right. We are the Movie Journey podcast, aren't we?
We are. Yeah. What were we thinking, Hendo?
I mean, we're dabbling into a different medium.
We dabble. Yeah. We dabble. And now we're undabbling.
Yeah. We realized our niche is audio.
Yes.
Yeah, but something we have learned out of this video experience is there are many different themes and options we can do in regards to episodes. One of them is the top 10s. We are going to continue doing our top 10 list, whatever we're doing. In terms of the main show, we're going to have our breakdown of the film and then a separate episode on our top 5 of whatever it is to the theme of that film. But obviously, you patrons will get the top 10.
Obviously.
Yeah, and that's going to be for every single patron down to the dollar level. Another idea that we did that we didn't mind was the Versus episode, where we pit our Joker against Penguin.
Mm.
We did have some other ideas for what Versus we could have done, and we will continue to do that. It won't be a weekly thing.
No, it'd be sporadically.
Yeah, sporadically, Dean.
I was close. I sort of said it, and I was like, it didn't sound right.
So, if you guys have any suggestions for any Versus videos you'd want to see, if in particular there's any for the movies that are coming up that you think would be good, let us know. We'll consider it, and if it's a good one, we'll go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't do like Dean versus Daniel. Right?
We do that a lot.
It's been done to death.
We're also going to continue doing the 2021 film reviews as singular episodes throughout the week. Little 5 to 8 minute audio reviews.
Definitely not 9, though.
Nah, 9's too much. If Dean doesn't shut up about Snyder Cut and it takes 30 minutes.
Hey, the thing is, if it's a movie I love, then I want to say more.
Yeah, I mean, okay, we're not gonna, you know, restrict ourselves and say, no, 8 minutes tops. We'll just talk until we finish talking about the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
As well as that, we're also going to have every once in a while, especially for the series that we do, like what we're doing right now with the Terminator series, we'll also have an individual episode where we do the full ranking of the film series, director series, anything that we're doing. We'll have an additional episode ranking those films at the end of our journey.
We are the journeymen.
We are the movie journeymen.
Mm.
You're close again. But before we get into what movies we're going to be doing coming up on the main show, the Patron series. Terminator series is almost complete. Genesis will be out soon and Dark Fate will be on after that. We were discussing what series we're going to do next. Not so much Dean. I basically told him this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, and by discussing, he means he sent me a message saying, hey, you up for this? I was like, yeah, I don't care.
Now, one thing I looked at further down the track was a release of a certain film coming out.
Close to your heart, Hendo.
Very close to my heart. And it is released at a time where there is exactly, I believe, 26 weeks between the end of our Terminator series and the release of this film. And I went back and looked at this full-on film series, and there is 24 official films and 2 unofficial films. I've not seen either of those 2 unofficial films.
Really? I thought you were a fan.
That's why I didn't watch the unofficial ones, because apparently they're trash. And they're not canon.
Okay, not canon.
I wonder if anyone knows what we're talking about yet. 24 films in a series.
Yeah, I think they know. I mean, I think there would be a fair number of people, knowing you, would know what you would want to do.
This is going to be a mammoth series. This is going to take up the entire year. I hope everyone's okay with this. We are going to be going through the entire James Bond series.
Yes, we are. Which I, for one, am excited to start because I like the first few. You know, once we get to post-Connery, I feel like it could be rough. But the thing with Bond, though, is I think even the not good ones, even, dare I say it, the bad ones, Hendo, I think there's a lot of fun.
There are bad ones in there. I don't love every one of these
films.
Wow. Yeah, I know, right? It's going to be a big mix of really great films to very mediocre films and 2 unofficial films that I haven't seen that I've heard are very, very terrible.
I hope they're awesome.
You could think they're awesome, and that will just lower everyone's opinion of you.
I'm okay with that.
I know you are. All right, but let's get to the upcoming main show episodes. Next week, we are doing our next Pod v Pod. We've got a great guest lined up.
Yeah, it has been a while since we've done a Pod v Pod. So I admit I'm feeling a little rusty. I know I've been the superstar in the past, but you may need to carry the team somewhat. Just for one.
I mean, I've been carrying the team for so long. It's getting sore, all right.
Oh, wow.
But after that, it is your pick for the film breakdown, Dean. What are you going to choose?
I'm going to go with an older film that I'm quite fond of when I saw it, which was many, many years ago. It is from acclaimed director Alfred Hitchcock.
Ooh.
And it is North by Northwest.
Ah, that's a good choice. Haven't seen that in a very long time as well, so be keen to go back and check that one out.
Very good. Do we have a Hendo pick after that?
We do have a Hendo pick after that. I feel like it's
Are
more
you
of a,
picking it?
I feel like it's more of a Dean pick, honestly.
Ooh, a Dean pick.
Yeah.
If there's one thing I'm good at, it's picking.
I'm going to go with a film that is from the late 90s. It's not foreign, so just ease up, Dean. I am picking The Truman Show.
How is that a Dean pick?
I feel like you froth over The Truman Show.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I feel like you really raved about that film.
I've raved about
it. And I'm not saying
Truman
I hate
Show.
That film. I think it's a very good film.
Why do you hate The Truman Show so
I
much?
I don't think I hate it at all. That's why I picked it. I was going to pick a film that I didn't like from the 50s, but I'm like, no, I'll go a different route. I'll go a 90s film that I like.
I'm so surprised that you class The Truman Show as a Dean film.
I just feel like you talk about it more than me, so therefore it's the
what,
Dean
What, have
pick.
I mentioned it once and you've mentioned it zero?
That's enough.
That's such a random thing to say. Here I am thinking you're about to drop like a classic Dean film.
Yeah, your favorite film of all time.
And you throw in The Truman Show.
I mean, I start talking. I'm picking a Dean pick here and he's mouthing me, don't you do it. Don't you do it. All right, but the pick after that is the patron random draw. We've got 10 patrons here who selected a film. Pretty sure the majority of you picked the film that you picked last time.
Which makes sense. Like, Hendo's,
mix it up.
Hendo's like surprised. I'm like, no, if they know what they want to hear, why would they change it?
Maybe you want a couple of films and mix it up a little bit, guys. All right, we've got 10 patrons here, Dean. Get that RNG up and tell me a number between 1 and 10.
And our number is number 10.
Wow. Heifer, you have chosen Gladiator.
Oh, my name is Gladiator. How dare you turn your back on me?
Oh, I love Gladiator.
How good is Gladiator?
Oh, it's going to be quote city.
It's going to be a mammoth episode. You will be entertained.
People should know when they're conquered.
Would you, Quintus? Would I?
All right, enough. All right, then after that...
Good pick, Heifer.
Yes, very good pick, Heifer. Then after that, it is our full random pick.
Why don't you get on the random number generator this time, Hendo?
Why do you want to make more work? You're on the RNG right now.
You literally have your phone. How hard is it to search RNG? 1 to 250.
Oh, 250.
Yeah, 250.
All right, Dean, here we go. And we've got 89.
Ooh, 89. That's quite high. What have we got? Hendo! It's time we do Reservoir Dogs.
Shall we go again?
Let's roll the dice again.
161.
Okay, here we go. 161. I'm getting close. I really don't feel like doing the Seventh Seal again.
Man, this is the problem when you've done like nearly 90 movies. You're going to get a couple of duplicates here. Let's go with 240.
240. Let's see what's barely holding on at the moment.
Might be out by the time we get to it.
Rafifi? What's that?
We've done Rafifi again.
I know. It's that terrible movie. All right, let's go.
242.
242. Paris, Texas. Okay.
Done. I haven't seen that film.
Me neither.
Judging by your reaction. Yeah, you haven't seen it either. All right. Let's go Paris, Texas. That is a random pick if I've ever seen one.
Starring Harry Dean Stanton, directed by Wim Wenders. How many Wims do you know?
I don't know too many on a whim.
On a whim. Okay. This will be interesting.
Yeah. I've heard good things about the film.
I mean, it's in the 250. It can't be that
bad. Barely
in
the 250. Oh. All right. That is our next 5 episodes coming up for the main show.
Sounds like a top 5 month, Hendo.
I mean, it's more than a month.
Why?
Because it's 5 weeks. Steam
yeah, but there are some months that have 5 weeks in them.
Do you think April has 5 weeks?
Hold on. How's the song
30
go?
Days has September, April, June, and November. And the rest have 31. That's not 5 weeks still.
It's a terrible song.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but no. It's a 5 week month.
Sure.
Okay.
But we've also got to get to our patron request, Dean.
You telling me we've got to watch more films, Hendo?
You knew about this. All right, we have our $10 and $20 level patrons. They've all submitted a film they would like us to review. Let's go through the list here. Let's start off with the top.
What do you mean the list? How many films are we doing here?
10.
10.
Yeah, we've got 10 patrons in those tiers. They're all submitting a film.
How are we deciding the order? Is it going to be random?
Do you want to do random?
I think we should do every time?
Random. All right, we'll do random. But for now, I've got the list here of the 10 movies and the 10 patrons.
Yep.
And then we'll kick it off with a random pick that you'll rip out your RNG again.
Oh, I've got to load the cider. You know how hard this is, Hendo.
Let's go through the list here with our top tier patrons. Brother Shane has gone with Tenet. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean The Tenant.
The Tenant.
The Tenant.
So not Tenet.
No. I believe it's a Roman Polanski film from the 70s.
Ah, weird.
Sounds quality.
Yes.
Chris Beardsall's next.
Yep.
And he did lament that the last couple of movies that he's chosen for us, we've kind of slagged on in being Margaret and Sorcerer.
I mean, I feel like we were okay with Margaret, weren't we?
Your memory really is bad.
What did I give Margaret? 2?
I think it was a 2, maybe 1.5.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, I gave it a 2.
Sorcerer, I was definitely lower than you.
Yeah.
What was I, 1-star Sorcerer?
Yep, to my 1.5.
All right. Well, I mean, there's every chance that this film that he's about to give us is going to be better.
This is true. I mean, the one he did pick prior to this, I believe, was Speed.
I mean, that's a top pick.
It's his top pick so far, probably. No, he did Last Action Hero way back in the day.
I mean, that's a great pick, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he did really well to start off with, and then it all went downhill.
He dropped the ball.
Well, let's hope he hasn't dropped the ball with Miracle Mile.
What? What's that?
I don't know. It's called Miracle Mile.
Ah, okay.
It sounds like a running movie.
Okay. Interested to see what that is.
David Powell's up next. He's gone with an old 80s film called Local Hero.
Never heard of it.
These are all... When the patrons want to request a film, they're going to go with some films that are...
Local
no
hero.
One's heard of.
I mean, some have called me a local hero, Hendo, after my recent encounters.
Hayden's up next, and he's picked Buffalo Soldiers.
Nice, nice.
I know nothing of that film except the poster has Joaquin Phoenix on the front.
I think the poster's green. I haven't seen it.
I can't remember. Just got Joaquin Phoenix on the front. Heifer's up next, and the last two picks that he has chosen have been Chopper and Black Hawk Down. And they have a very strong theme to each other, is that they both star Eric Banner. And he hasn't stopped that charge there. He's going with The Castle.
Oh, The Castle.
Castle.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good Aussie film.
Very Aussie film from the 90s.
Do you reckon Americans have seen this film?
Ooh, I don't know.
Gee, I'd love for Americans that have never seen it to watch it because of this.
Well, hopefully we get a couple of people who watch it after our review or before it, hopefully. Rob Manafield is up next, and he's been dying for us to do this one. He's mentioned it several times before. He's chosen Get Out.
Okay. I'm kind of surprised that hasn't made the top 250. People loved it.
I don't remember if it got in the list when it came out and then dropped out like most of those big films do.
Hmm.
Jamie Russell is up next, and he's gone with Mother, not the Darren Aronofsky film.
Oh, thank God.
I'm talking about the Bong Joon-ho film.
Okay. What's that?
It's a Bong Joon-ho film.
Yeah, I know, Parasite, but what is it?
Called Mother.
Okay. Do you know anything about it?
Nope.
Okay, Mother.
Yeah, it's not a Mother!
Mother!
Thank God.
Yes.
Stuart Garside's up next, and he's gone with Highlander.
Nice. There can be only one, Hendo.
Yes, there can be only one. Hopefully my second viewing of it will bring the star rating up from my first time.
Well, we can only hope.
Brian Grabianowski is next, and he has gone with Wonder Boys.
Is that Michael Douglas?
Yeah, I remember the picture of Michael Douglas like staring at the camera.
Okay, I actually think I've seen this.
Oh, really?
I'm going to say, what, did it come out like 2001 maybe?
2000, I think.
Yeah. I've definitely seen it, but I would have been, what, 13? I have no memory of it other than I've seen it.
And it has Michael Douglas in it.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. And the last one here is from Jay, and he's gone with Motorama.
Motorama?
Yeah. I do not know what this is.
Sounds like a Rollerball.
Why?
I don't know.
Sounds just like a car thing.
Isn't Rollerball a car thing?
No, it's a like a roller skates thing.
And I haven't seen either. Motorama. Okay, something different. Man, we got some very out there picks.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, for sure. Like, these are films that I would never see otherwise.
Exactly. That's the beauty of this. All right, Dean, let's see which one we're going to kick it off with.
All right, here we go, Hendo. It is number 9.
We're kicking it off with Wonder Boys.
Oh, nice. All right, let's see what that's like.
Yeah, should be interesting. But that is it for the April patron update. What's going on? What's coming up? It's going to be a good month and many more to come.
Yes, no, it should be fun. That'll do it, I think, for the update, Hendo.
Yes, thank you very much, patrons. We'll see you soon on the next episode.
Goodbye.